Shane, first of all, your take on tonight's game?
Well, Boston's got a pretty good team, and we gave them too many free opportunities. And you give that one line that many free opportunities, they're going to make you pay, and they did. Fortunately, it wasn't good enough.
Okay, the reason I'm wanting to talk to you mainly is about one of your line mates, Brendan Pelini. Now, his 37th game tonight, what kind of progress are you seeing with him?
He's a world-class skater with world-class shot. He's figured out the game to a certain degree, and as a goal scorer, he's going to be special. I'm pretty excited about what he can do in the future, and hopefully we can continue to play together for the rest of the year.
What are his great skills?
His speed and his shot. And he's got good hands when he handles a puck. When he's got the puck, he's really dynamic, and that's a hard trait. And he's big. He's big and makes plays. So those things are all good things to have.
And you've been on this outfit with three different names for like 22 years now. How good is he compared to the rookies you've seen?
He is capable of being as good as any rookie. One thing I've learned over the years is very seldom does your first year dictate how your career is going to be. And it always helps, but it doesn't guarantee anything. But he's also shown that he has the body and the ability to be a very good NHL player.
Okay, and you talk to him, what kind of things do you say to him about his improvement, how he's going to improve down the stretch?
Well, I think with the play without the puck is always the hardest thing, because when you get to the NHL, you've always been a dominant player, and so you've always had the puck. And in the NHL, you got to learn to play without it, and that's sometimes the hardest thing to learn.
How many more years have you got left in you now?
Oh, it's probably days more than down, less than years.
Shane, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Brendan's great, and I think we're very fortunate in hockey in general. All guys are so down to earth, so friendly, so accessible to the media, so involved in the community. We're very fortunate. So he's been a pleasure ever since we drafted him. He's a nice young man.
What do you do when they come into the organization? Do you have to do media training with them, or do they know how to do it just because they've been through the system?
That's a good question. And fortunately, they do get a lot of media attention in Canada because hockey is the biggest sport and it's so popular. So they have really a lot of training on their own going through junior hockey. And even college players have it too. But we do go through a formal media training process during their first rookie camp or initiation camp. And we give them tips on dealing with the media, the importance of dealing with the media, and also social media. So, we do put them through some training.
One of the big differences in here in America and Canada is the fact that you allow the media to come into the locker room, mm-hmm. into the dressing room back home, 15 minutes after the game is finished. Now, in the UK, and actually pretty much in Europe, that would be unheard of.
Right. Yeah, it's a different policy. I know in Olympic play and in international competition, there's that zone, media zone.
Mix zone, yeah.
Mix zone, exactly. But we do it differently in North America, and I think it works. I mean, access is very important in order to sell the game and grow the game. So the league, stresses that access is a very big thing, and our players are tremendous. So post-game, we usually notify three or four players who the media request to stay in the locker room and talk to them, and it's worked out well so far.
It's pretty tough for you, though, isn't it, as part of a team that, or as a squad or an outfit that isn't doing that well, mm-hmm. right? When people always say, oh, okay, well, Arizona's season's already over, they can't make the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Is that quite difficult for you, having to kind of fend off those kind of questions and people saying, oh, they're not a very good team, really, are they?
Yeah, and naturally, I mean, it's always easier when you win, and when you have a good team and a successful season, like we did in 2012, going to the conference final, everything's easy. It makes our job more difficult and more challenging when you're losing. But I think we have so many good young prospects. We're trying to tell their stories and let media understand who they are as people and get to know them and their personalities. So that's what we really focus on when we're losing. Better times ahead for sure with all the prospects we have, but it's far more challenging at the present time, but we're very optimistic about the future.
That was game number 37, I think, for Brendan. How have you seen him improve? What kind of strides has he made in that time?
He's been incredible. I mean, early on, he was sent down to start the season in Tucson, which is our farm team. Our development team, and he worked really hard and scored a ton of goals with the Roadrunners in Tucson. So he's done everything the coaches have asked for in terms of working on his game. He was rewarded because of his success in the American Hockey League, and he hasn't looked back. He's a tremendous speed, excellent shot, hard worker, tremendous attitude. So, I mean, there's a very bright future ahead of him for sure.
So how far do you think he can go? How good a talent is he?
Well, the sky's the limit for him. It's really up to him now. There's so many talented players in the National Hockey League. What it comes down to, like every other sport, is work ethic and attitude. And I think he has both both of those covered. He has a great attitude. He's worked extremely hard to get to this point. And I think the sky's the limit with all his ability. You have to skate in the NHL. It's a skating man's game right now, and he can fly. And he's a tremendous shot. He's got size. He's smart. Really, the sky's the limit. I've said that before, but it's up to him now. And I think he has a very bright future.